This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk on Passionate World Internet Radio. It's been revealed to news outlets several NFL teams have colluded to keep guaranteed bonuses out of NFL players' contracts. It's devastating because in the NFL, only the signing bonuses are guaranteed in players' contracts. In an era of more awareness of football's dangers, the NFL's owners just gift-wrapped some good publicity for the NFLPA and some awful publicity for themselves. You might remember back in 2011, the owners of the NFL's teams naively concluded the public would side with them when they locked the players out. This was the beginning of the concussion crisis, you remember, so it was just a stupid move. For that matter, it was also tasteless. Unlike basketball, most contracts in the NFL are not guaranteed, meaning you're only paid if you're on the team. By getting caught colluding, the owners just look greedy and too willing to exploit labor like other businesses. Contact sports, like football, put owners in a different situation than basketball and baseball. Football and ice hockey, there's a chance that you could see a player get killed. Though, to be fair, it's only happened once in the history of the modern era of the NFL. This just shows that the NFL's owners either don't care for their players very much, or they're too ignorant to realize that they can't afford to be cheap or pull a fast one on the players' union like baseball and basketball. The latter two, which have owners that can truly afford in every sense to believe the public will be on their side. Football is the one sport where working conditions and honoring a contract with a player are paramount. This, of course, is why the NFL players have a union. And it also makes, as I mentioned, owners look out of touch with reality and unable to see that the public will not blindly support them anymore like they did back in the 80s during those two strikes that happened that decade. Look for the NFLPA to use this during their next negotiations for the CBA with the league office. Going forward, NFL owners indeed have to realize they can't afford to be, in the truest sense, both literally and figuratively, they cannot afford to be cheap or collude against players like their counterparts in other sports can. This is Dan Riley. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.